Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Butch Spiridon joins us now from the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. Butch, what's going on this morning?
It's a good day. It's not raining.
There you go. Yeah, and hopefully if the draft is here, it won't be raining that day either. How much have you been kept up to date, at least as much as possible, on how this thing is developing?
Well, we've been in the thick of it. Adam Schechter hadn't called me for my opinion on
Well, I should.
But through the details and working with the NFL, literally the whole way through.
What did you feel like was the key to the presentation to really, you know, make the NFL understand what the city can do with a big event?
Actually, I think we did a good job of listening to what they were saying and what they were looking for. And ironically, we pitched back at the end of November in New York. And when we got to the end, I feel like we did a good job explaining, you know, the venues, the compactness of the campus and our experience. But Tim McGraw's manager had emailed me right before that, and when they read about five cities being listed, and said, if we do the draft or if there's a host committee, he'd like to be on it. So when we got to the end of the pitch, you know, we were, I hope, humble in our approach while being somewhat confident. But we said, well, we know we don't have a host committee or the right to have one, but if we did, we would have the mayor and Steve Underwood as, you know, leading. And we would have Eddie George and Tim McGraw and Kirk Herbstreit on our committee. And I had some kind of communication with all of them. But when they kind of heard the story that Tim reached out and that Kirk and Eddie were already, hey, we'll help, I think it opened their eyes to how deep we could go.
Well, Butch, thanks for coming on, man. Happy times, at least with all the rumors out there that with Adam Schefter tweeting out that what a happy day it is for the Nashville to get a, you know, an NFL draft and have a party there downtown. But is this more of a sports council or is this convention project? When you look at it totally, are you guys doing it together or are they two separate?
We're looking, if we're fortunate enough to be picked, I hope Adam is right. We're looking to borrow Jay Grider and hire him from the Sports Council. But, you know, we've worked with the Titans on this. I started, I think I mentioned to y'all, I know I did to Blaine. Like back in 2011, we went with the Titans and just said, we want to host the draft. And of course they kind of laughed. We're not moving it. And it was, you should. And we haven't ever been very far away from the conversation. It's been pretty one-sided, absolutely, guarantee, and that one-sided being us. But it felt like a good event. Felt like the best of both worlds. A sports-related event that's really a major event more than it is a competition. So right in our wheelhouse. I feel like even if we don't get picked, I think we're a perfect destination for this draft.
Well, I'm pretty pumped. I don't know if that was a signature moment when you said, man, I think we got a chance of getting it. So when was that moment? Was that the moment that you thought, man, I think we are serious contenders to get the, you know, NFL draft?
In my gut, when they started asking a lot of hard questions, I'm going, are they asking all five? And I never knew the answer, but they can't possibly be asking all five cities this depth of detail. But they kept hammering away at us, and it's got to give you some confidence, but I also got to say they are the most straight-faced poker-playing group of people ever. I mean, do not get in a card game with anybody from the NFL. They're good.
Butch, what about the uniform unveiling and how much that was a catalyst as well? Because that drew 20,000 and it was pretty organic. Nobody was really totally sure how it was going to go. And it went way beyond expectations with NFL people there.
Every little thing I feel like helped us. It's one of the reasons like we offered to produce the event for the Titans. So, and not at any money making fee, but you know, tell us what your budget is and let us do it. So in the back of our mind, if we could elevate what could be done, yeah, we knew they'd be watching. I sent an email to Peter O'Reilly the next morning, that 20,000 number. I think my comment was, not bad for a fashion show. Like, just reminding them this was a big deal in the middle of the street, and everybody came out. And we did the same thing during the watch parties last year. And try to keep it light, but try to let a picture paint 1,000 words for us.
Butch, you know this city as well as anybody. You know, you've presided over its growth, and you know, you've got a lot more inventory now to offer maybe than you did 5 or 10 years ago. But knowing that the uniform watch party, the uniform party, you know, got 20 pretty organically, as did the growth of the watch parties, especially last spring. How excited are you about the prospect of really promoting this, knowing this is the NFL and everything else, and just the possibilities in terms of attendance, especially if we have good weather, but, you know, what's out there?
You know, I'm pretty jacked up about it. I think it's the right next step for us as an event city. And I honestly believe we can be the first true destination draft event. So I know the locals will come out. I think they'll support it. You know, all the feedback I've gotten has been really strong. But Philly, Chicago, and New York were much more local or regional. And I think, you know, Chiefs fans, Colts fans, Bengals, Falcons, Saints, I think we have a good catchment area. And I'd be surprised if there's not 20, 25,000 out-of-town folks that, you know, hey, Nashville for the weekend, and we get the draft, and it's free. So I feel like we'll set a new bar from a visitation standpoint.
Do you know how it'll all be set up? Have you gone that far as to, you know, to figure out actually how it would look?
No, and that's part of why I go, I hope everybody's right. But, you know, they haven't honed in on even as recent as Friday. They went, well, could you do this? And I'm like, we'll do anything you want, but when it comes down to it, if we've done something and it didn't work, we hope you'll listen to it. We're going to guide them in the best possible way for handle the most people and have it be the most unique and successful that they've done yet. And that's saying a lot because Chicago, Philly, and Dallas all did an outstanding job. You know, it might be scary, but for me, it becomes, all right, so that's the bar. Let's raise it again. And they've all done a really, really good job. The NFL knows what they're doing, too. It's when you get a sneak peek kind of under the hood of how they operate, it's impressive. You know why they're as big as they are.
Exciting stuff. Butch Bearden, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Well, thank you all very much. I hope I have good news Wednesday morning.